You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray that you will open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things out of your word. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what rich inheritance there is for us who are saints. Thank you, Father, that you are giving me the tongue of the learned, that I might know how to speak a word in season. Today, for somebody who is hearing me, I thank you, Father, for your blessing. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have your way in our midst this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted a very loud amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Please be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing. This morning I'm preaching about miracles, manifestations, and the power of God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. The Bible says, give us Acts 2, 22. The Bible says in Acts 2, 22 about Jesus Christ, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. May you be approved of God. Amen. Shout a louder amen.
Amen.
I said a man approved of God. May God approve of you.
Amen.
By what? What is the approval? Approved among you. Approved of God among you. By miracles. By miracles, by wonders, and by signs. And the Bible says, which God himself he did amongst you. God did these miracles and wonders and signs amongst people. So amongst us, God can do miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amongst us, God can do wonders. Amongst us, when we close today, I want to meet some few people. I want to meet all anyone who is in, you are in the nursing school, tertiary institution or something, or JHS, no, SHS, okay, all right, is it good, SHS and then tertiary institution, I want to meet you, just a quick one, but just to continue with what I was saying, God approved of a man amongst people. By what? By miracles. May you receive a miracle.
Yes.
May you receive a wonder. Yes. A wonder is something that will happen in your life and you say, wow, this is wonderful. This is a wonder. This is something that does not happen too often. And you can just gaze in amazement. Hallelujah. May something good come your way. May something wonderful come your way.
Amen.
Yeah. May God does these things to approve, to show his approval. Do you understand it? And I'm preaching to Christians. I'm preaching to people who believe. I'm preaching to people who are believing God for his power. You are believing God for his miracles. Do you understand it? Some of you are looking for miracles everywhere and anywhere. As long as it's a miracle, you want it, even if it's not from God. But I'm not talking about miracles from anywhere and everywhere, but I'm talking about miracles that God gives to his children. Hallelujah. When Moses put his rod on the floor, it turned into a snake. The magicians also turned rods into snakes. Do you understand it? So I'm saying that look for God's hand and God's power. Okay? There are people advertising, come to me for money. It's on social media, radio. They go on radio and advertise, just like church advertisement. They're also advertising. Just like publicity. We make publicity. They also do publicity. We make a banner. I say, you make, I make. They do banners and all that. They have gatherings. They have social media followings. Everything is a duplicate. But I'm talking about that which God will do for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of you are trusting God for what God will do for you? You know, there are things that you must tell yourself, if God cannot give me this, then I don't need it.
It's God who must give you certain things. If God does not give you, you don't need it. Don't press and fight and get yourself things that God hasn't given you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it says that God did amongst you. He approved of Jesus Christ. May God approve of you by showing you wonders. And wonder, how many of you are expectant? You see, I started talking about this last week. Last Wednesday. And I said, you must be expectant. You must have expectation. As you come to church, don't just stream into church and go back. Come with expectation. Have faith and believe, okay, that God does wonders, God does miracles, and God will do a wonder in your life. How many of you are here? Now, let's look at the three words. Miracles. How many of you are here? You need a miracle. You need a miracle. Wow! Everybody needs a miracle. But how is it that nobody's... It's not like miracles are everywhere. You just take them on the floor. You just pick them. They fall on you like ripe mangoes that fall down by themselves. No, they don't work like that. So I'm just telling you that these things are real. But they are not so sometimes evident in the life of Christians. That's why I'm preaching about them. So that you will also receive a miracle. Because you have come into church. You have come onto Mount Zion. You've come into the house of God. You must go back with some miracles of a sort. A miracle is happening in your life. You too, you deserve a miracle. You are in this world. Are you not in this world? Are you not feeling the heat in this world? Then we need miracles. We need wonders. As wake up and receive a wonder in your life. May there be signs in your life. You need a wonder. This is wonderful. This is not something that your salary can give you. Something that no man can give you. You can see that this one is a genuine miracle from God. Yes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. You too. If you are in this world as a human being, you will need a miracle. You need a wonder. You will need to be at a place where all the doors are closed and only you will be picked. And then they will say that, come on in, enter. And that's a miracle right there. Receive yours in the name of Jesus. Yes. Doors are closed. The doors are actually closed because the room is full. It's not like there's vacancies. There's no room. And then you will be chosen that, Charlie. There's no room, but we want to make a room for you. Hallelujah. And the key, one of the keys that you need to know about the supernatural, you see, is that you need to believe. John chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible says that Jesus said, "This verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me," John 14:12, "he that believeth on me," if you believe, you need to have faith. You cannot be in church without faith. You need to believe. You need to believe God for money. You know, we teach you to work hard, work well. But God also says that it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. Hallelujah. To get money, to have money. So work hard. But there's a place where hard work, you know, will get to you. And you know, do you know that even there are a lot of companies and there are a lot of businesses that do well because there's something in the business called favorable times. The businesses don't do well because the time is not right. Okay? They say that if the falcons strike, it is a strategy in war, if the falcons strike, break the back of a prey, it is because of timing. Timing is important. Timing, the right time is important. The right time. I hope that's one of the things I talk about. Listen to me. God wants to bless you with a miracle. God wants to give you a miracle. Yes. And I want you to believe God for a miracle. How many of you are believing God today? That's why in church, you have come to a holy place. We have come onto Mount Zion. How many of you know Mount Zion? Hebrews 12, verse 22. "For we are come onto Mount Zion." Where is Mount Zion? This is a spiritual Mount Zion. I said, this is a spiritual Mount Zion. This is a spiritual Mount Zion. Look at that. You are come onto Mount Zion, onto the city of the living God. We are serving a living God. Right here, this is the city of the living God. I said, right here, we are in the city of the living God. Yes, believe it. You have not come. You came from your house to the city of the living God. You left your house to come here. This place is the city of God. It depends on your belief. No, I've shown you from John 14 and I've come here where Jesus says, believe. If you don't believe, You won't believe that this is the city of the living God. City of the living. Give me the other one. The city of the living God. Huh? The heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. We are in the heavenly Jerusalem. And an innumerable company of angels. You see, what makes this meeting different is the company of angels that are here. That you cannot see with your eyes. That makes a difference. Some of you casually walked in. You come to church with casualness. Without noticing that the chair that you are sitting on, an angel was sitting on it. As you are coming to sit on the chair. Your angel was situated with a gift as you are coming to sit. It depends on your belief and it depends on what you believe in. That as you have come into this place, angels are here. This is a house of prayer. Where there are prayers, there are always angels. And the heavens are always open. As you are coming, your angel was sitting down on the chair with the gifts for you. As you sat on the chair, the gift has been given to you. Or the angel is sitting by you. An innumerable company of angels. That means as we are here, the angels that are here, we cannot count them. All over, on the car park. They are somewhere on the car park. Some of you, an angel is working on your car. There's a fault on your car that's supposed to kill you. But as we are here, the angel is covering the deficiencies in your car. Oh, I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. There's something about your car. Look, a car. Whether it's a brand new car or an old car. Huh? You don't understand. Mechanics, that's why. Mechanical engineering. Yeah. Good car. Everything is okay. You'll be surprised what will come out of the car for you. Receive a miracle. Are you there? Receive a miracle. Believe God for a miracle. Don't be casual as you are sitting here. Have faith. We are in church. Have faith. You can't just come. Okay, the teachings. Okay, that's all. The teaching. Step one, step two, step three. Okay, then you are gone. Have faith. Believe. Have faith. Believe. Have faith. Believe. Come out of naturalness. Come out of being natural and being normal. Normalness, naturalness. Many Christians are natural and normal. And it's one of the main barriers to the supernatural. Being normal and being casual. You cannot be normal and casual. Sister, you can't. You have to behave like you are not a normal person. Yes, sometimes you have to behave like you are not normal. That's why people say, I sense. I feel, I sense. What are you sensing? We are all here. What are you sensing? Yes, we sense and we feel. I sense the presence of God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I can feel His glory on His face. Oh, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel it. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of God. Can you feel the presence of God? God is here. There's something. How can I explain? Where is He? He's here. I don't know where, but I can sense Him. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be natural to these things. You can't be normal to these things. You must know how to sense and how to cooperate with anointing to flow into the miracles of God. Hallelujah. You can't be natural with your naturalness and your calculative thinking. You can bring a logical reasoning and it's logically right. Premise one. Do you know when you are doing logical reasoning, we have what we call premises. You give a premise. Premise. Premise one. Premise two. Premise three. Conclusion. Yes. Then you do it. It's like, yeah, it follows from a deduction. Eh? You deduce from the first one. It comes. You are logically right, but there's something wrong with what I'm saying. Logically, you can win the argument. There are people who are talking and winning a lot of arguments. Logically speaking, naturally speaking, you have won, but there's something not right. There's something not right because we are talking about the supernaturalness of the whole thing. There's something else. That's why the Bible says that for the natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. A natural person, not an evil person. You are not evil. Natural. You like being natural. You see, when you are eating, you have not sinned, but you are natural. Your eating a lot can even cause you not, because you are being natural by taking your breakfast. But there's a place in life where you must keep breakfast so that you can be spiritual a bit, so that you can cooperate with God. You understand what I'm saying? That's too natural. You like just taking, every day you want to take what is due you. You want to take what is due you all the time. That is normal. You take your due. It's okay, but you are natural. You are normal. And that is robbing you of the supernatural. Yeah. Yeah. Every day you want to eat your breakfast. Not that you are eating more than enough. Oh. You are eating your normal breakfast. You are eating your normal lunch. Enough for whatever. But the Bible said the natural man, cannot move into the spirit, because you don't want to fast and pray and wait on God and say that, look, I'm putting food aside. I don't want to think about food. I don't want to think about movies. I don't want to watch movies. I don't want to listen to this. I want to stay in tune with God. I want to, you know, blot out and unclutter my mind with so many junks and just focus on God and appeal to the realms of the spirit and pray. That's a natural, that's a spiritual man. The Bible says that for the natural man. And that's why the verse 12 says that, for we have received not the spirit of this world. There's a spirit of this world. That is not the spirit we have received, but we have received the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which are freely given unto man, unto us. You can never know the things that have been given unto you if you are normal. You are natural. You are just normal, logical. Everything, this follows this, and it goes from here, and it moves into this, and that is it. You cannot receive from God. That's what the Bible says. You can't. It follows reasoning. And I tell somebody, it follows reasoning. It follows mathematical reasoning. It follows scientific reasoning. It follows mechanical reasoning. It follows what? Natural. There are what we call natural laws. Do you know we have natural laws? We have natural laws. But I want to tell you there are supernatural laws. I'm going to talk to you about the laws of the supernatural. We need supernatural law. You cannot use normal laws, okay, to win certain things. You need supernatural laws. We can win the argument by naturalness. It follows reasoning. If you look at the situation, it looks right. But you see, I tell you, it's wrong. That's why many people have made wrong investments. Because naturally speaking, when you put the money in, it comes out this way. But you don't know something. You don't know something that day one, you will win. Day two, you will win. Day three, you are going to finish. You are finished. It's not going to continue like that. I was telling the first service that there was a man, and I stand to be corrected. I've forgotten the name, but I think it was Rockefeller. Yes, Rockefeller. Rockefeller was supposed to have taken the insurance of Titanic, the maiden voyage. On its maiden voyage, it sank. It was Rockefeller, a very rich man in America, but he was a Christian. Okay, if you've heard of his name, a very rich man. He was a Christian. He was supposed to have taken the insurance of that ship. He was the one that was qualified. So that's a big deal. How many of you insurance managers are here who you'd like to get a big certificate? It's a big deal. It's not a big deal. Big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. You get it. It's like this ship. They say that they want to bring their insurance to you. Like, you go for it. Naturally, come on. We're hitting jackpot. They'll promote you right now. You know, recently somebody told me, not long ago, somebody told me that he made a big deal. Do you know the deal? I thought it was like a big deal to bring some company to invest in the company. No, the big deal was that he said that he was able to get a company to come for a 10 million Ghana Cedi loan. Yes, that's a deal. It's a bank, they'll promote you. You've gotten them to come for that. They have brought their neck into this problem. That's what he told me. This is somebody in the bank. And that deal didn't go well. That deal, that was a big deal for whatever. It didn't go well, from what I know. Hey, 10 million. So I got a big deal from whatever. So that's the thing. He took it. He was about to take such an insurance, but guess what? This man was a spiritual man. He felt that, no, I should pray and believe God to know. Although it looks good, big, the largest ship ever built. The liner was the sea liner. Biggest at the time. Biggest. Take this insurance deal. You are the most qualified. He says, wait, I pray. Father, guide me. I don't feel I should take this. The ship sank. Like, all his money was going to sink. Your first insurance. Why are you going to imagine that such a ship will sink? On its maiden voyage. On its maiden trip. It sank. And all the people that were insured in it, the insurance company is supposed to, first of all, the ship, and I'm sure the people in it, you have to pay all, and your money is finished. You took a bad one. Yeah. The spiritual, the natural person, calculating. Just look at things on the face value without applying spiritual knowledge. You see, logically speaking, yes, this is it. Academically speaking, I'm not talking about academics. Academically speaking, the loss of the land and what, yes, it is true, but you have to look at spiritually speaking, will it work for you? Is it good for you? The natural man receiveth not the same things of the spirit. Yeah, that's why there are things we tell you, don't do it because it's a spiritual law. Don't speak against men of God. Just stay out of it. Don't. I'm telling you. It's a very good key for you. So don't talk against them. There are people who, they are wrong. Okay, he's wrong. Okay, let's talk about David. The Psalms that we read. David would have been wiped away long ago. He's not even a true heir to the throne. That one too is also another problem. Yes. It was not fair. There was a king. Why there were cool? It's a coup d'etat to have anointed another. There's so many things you could bring as an argument. And that's the end of everything. But listen to me. May you come out of this barrier of naturalness. Being natural. You don't know how to receive of the Spirit. The natural man cannot receive. Many Christians cannot receive. Many of you cannot receive. You sit in church, but you can't receive a miracle. You can receive logical teachings. You can receive a logical teaching, nice teaching, powerful teaching. But you cannot receive a miracle, supernatural manifestation. You can't receive the Holy Spirit speak to you and manifest in you and speak to you in a way. You can't even allow, if the Holy Spirit wants to lead you to prophesy, you can't even prophesy. You will not. You will stop. You think it's nonsense. The prophecies are real. So up there in the middle, prophecy, that says the Lord. What about all those things? They are real. Because what is what nonsense is that these things, whatever, it's not, whatever. These days, we don't, you know, these things are not real. It's not in the Bible. It's ended. We have to follow logic. We have to follow what the Bible says. Yes, we are following what the Bible says. The Bible is also full of the supernatural. Receive your portion of the supernatural. Come to church. And God is here and you wouldn't know. Don't be in church. God is here to meet you at the point of your need. And you can't receive because you are too natural. That's why I say that. So that we might receive. That we may know the things that are freely given unto us. What are the things freely given unto us? There are things that have been given unto us. May you receive what God has given to you. You will not. The promises of God. Ask your neighbor, what are you waiting for? The promises of God. I have news for you. They have been given already. They have been given to you already. I want to say it clearly. The promises of God's promise for you. Do you want a husband?
Yes.
God has given you a husband already. Yes. I mean, I want to tell you that really, God has given you a husband already.
Amen.
The rest is up to you.
Uh-huh.
To appropriate them.
Yeah.
To hear. The way you see the man, you know, I told you about Guy Short. Do you remember Guy Short? A lady who needed a husband. He almost missed the train. In fact, at that point, nobody was coming. Because so people are coming. What, the right person. Men can come here with no knowing that. As a guy, so he's too short. There's nothing wrong. The guy is working well. The guy is doing what I said. Guy Short. They have named him Guy Short in the house. The guy does not even know that he's called Guy Short. Because he's short. Can you imagine? You have been named, though. Some of you, you don't know the names I have given to you. Guy Short. You can't imagine. As you are happy, you think that you are a cool brother. Charlie, they have named you Guy Short. The whole house, when they see you come, say, Guy Short. Who is ringing the bell? Guy Short. You can't imagine it. Meanwhile, maybe that's the man. God is bringing you a husband. Your ability to discern. Yeah. You see, I feel that it's for God to show you your wife in the midst of a service like this. To see that there's a woman here for you. There's a man here for you. You can't see it. The man is sitting down. You can't believe that the man is in church for you. You can't. Your eyes are wide open. You are looking elsewhere. Look at you. Can you discern that God has given you a husband? God has not. According that by his divine power, it says that He has given us all things that pertains to life. He has given us, not He will give us. According as His divine power has given us. Power, anytime you see power, it's anointing. Power. Shout, power of God. According as His divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things that pertains to life. You want a car? You want a car? God has given you a car already. I said, God has given you a car already. God has given you a car already. You got to believe that God has given you a car. You got to believe it. You got to believe it first. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You want a car. You want a car. You want a house. You got to believe that God has given you a house. You don't have to see it before you. That's why I said that we walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot walk by God will never give it to you by sight. God will not give you a wife by sight. You see a fair calendar, so surely the hand of the Lord is upon me to come and propose to this fair lady. Surely, surely I can see this fair lady there. God has brought her to church because of me. I am the reason why this fairness came into church. I'm the reason. God has brought. When you see the fact, you can't even believe that. You can't even believe it. When you see before, you know that God has given you. And so when you go and propose and say, oh, I have a beloved, you can't even believe it. And you are deluded. So no, I believe that you came because God has. No, but listen. Look, I saw you in my dreams. God, look at you. You are confused now. Even though the girl has a beloved, you are still saying that. No, I believe that you are still the one. Because you are a person who believes you walk by sight. You can't believe that this cool sister that is sitting there is a sweet wife. Sweet sister. Beautiful sister. She's a sweet wife. You can't believe it. As she's sitting down. You can't believe it. What you are looking for is sitting down. You can't believe it. You are going to marry a lioness. You will see. A lioness. You get what you are looking for. A lioness. She will scratch your back every night. You will see. Every night she will come scratching your back. You can't sleep. Can't sleep. Every time you close your when you are going, you say, Charlie, my back. Oh, my back. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. God has given us all. Believe, oh. Believe. You come to church, believe. Believe that there are angels here. Please don't take, don't be not. Look, forget about so. There are so many things that they come in to just test your faith and to confuse you. As for the church of God, to stay the powerhouse. Believe it. Believe. Believe it. Miracles are real. Supernatural things are real. Don't be natural. Don't be normal. As you come to church, have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith that what you want, God has given you. God is going to do a miracle for you. God is going to bless you. Why do you think that God is blessing others and not you? You must believe. Huh? You have to believe that God loves you more than anybody else. And God wants to give everything that He has. If He has given you His Son, and the Bible says that if He gave His Son, there's a scripture in Romans. I'll say that if he didn't spare His Son, will He withhold anything from you? If He didn't spare His Son, He's the same God. If He did not spare His Son, what will He spare? Huh? If He didn't spare His Son, then what is He going to keep back? Receive your miracle. Receive it. Naturalness. It's a blockade. It's a barrier. You're too natural. Receive it and you are starting to receive what? You are just waiting and looking. Oh. Look, it's sad. You are robbing yourself. Tune in. Can somebody tune in? There's a way to tune in. There's a way to tune. You have to tune into a radio station. You have to tune in into a TV station to feel the music or to look at the match. You have to tune in. You need to know how to tune in. If you don't search and tune, you will never have that same feeling that is happening on the TV. So tune in into the wavelength of miracles. You have to tune in to also receive. Tune your body. Adjust. Change. Change your posture. Some of you, the way you are tuned, you are not spiritually in tune. You are spiritually out of tune. Receive your miracle. In tune.
You're not ready. There's a miracle waiting. It's like a baby is about to come out. A blessing is about to come out of you. But you are not expecting. You see, but how can a woman go to give to the hospital and go to give birth when the woman is not expecting? You are not in tune. You're not in tune because you should be expecting. Because I feel I'm pregnant with. You can't say that you can't give birth to. I mean, 9 months, dear. But that 9 months, you have been given 9 months to know that you are pregnant. That one day you will give birth. Yes. So you don't feel you are pregnant. When I say, do you feel it? I feel what? You feel the presence of God. I don't feel anything. I feel full. I feel that I'm hungry. I feel that. Oh, somebody, may you tune into your miracle? Tune in now. Just tune in. Tune in. That's how you receive. You receive from God. You know why I'm preaching about this? You need faith. You need to expect. Expect God for deliverance. Expect that God will manifest in your life and deliver you from darkness. Hallelujah. Expect it. Don't give up. Oh. You are too young to not believe. You are too young to not have faith. How old are you, my brother? How old are you, my sister? And now you say that you don't believe again. You are just 25 years old. You are just 30 years old. Meanwhile, you are going to live to become... Somebody told me, there's a man, he's 116 years old. All his children are dead. The people who are alive, well, he's alive. 160 years old. So this person who is talking to me, his grandchildren, so he's a, I don't know whether he's a great-grandchild, so... He rather, the man now visits his grandchildren because all his children, about 10 or 11 of them, they are dead. And 116, the umbani, what's the 17 person? Even if they grow to be 70 years, which is a good number, they can die. It's good to die in peace at 70. So let's assume that all the 11 grew to be 70 years. It's good, they are gone. Just that he has refused to die. And I'm saying that you are going to grow, and he can still move. Wow. It goes about. And you are sitting down, 25 years old. You are going to grow to become 125. And you have given up now. Then you have a long way to go. My brother, you have a long way to go. Then you will suffer a lot here on earth. To not believe. Because, Saleh, if you have lost hope, you are depressed now. You don't believe again at this age, 20, 30 years old. Have faith. Have faith. Oh, it's a long journey and God is going to keep blessing your life. What you have not found today, God has prepared it for you 5 years from now. What you have not found now, God has prepared it for you. That exactly 7 years from now, you are going to receive a tenfold blessing. The same thing you are looking for. You are going to receive 10 times that, but it will take 7 years. It will take 7 years. It may take 7 years. Oh yes, a car. I cannot lie to you. Maybe you are here. You are not going to drive a car for the next 7 years. Maybe the next 10 years, you won't have a car. But if you are a spiritually minded person, after 7 years, after 10 years, you are going to drive the latest cars, which are not yet in town. Yeah! You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 has interesting things. It says that us, give us verse 9. It says that for we have received not the things of this world. That is the verse 12. Verse 9 says, but as it is written. First Corinthians 2 talks about the Spirit. This one says, as it is written. Eyes have not seen. That means your 10-year to come car. 10 years to come. The car you will drive. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. About your husband that you will be married to in the next 5 years. Or the children God is going to bring you in the next 3 years. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither had entered into the heart of men. Listen. The things which the Lord has prepared. The Lord has prepared it already. But eye has not seen what God has prepared for you. The things which the Lord has prepared for them that love him. But then listen to this. Listen to the next one. He says that, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Not by your eyes. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit, not you, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things, it's the Spirit. If you are not spiritual, you cannot even see them. You can't see them. He says, for what man knows the things of man, except the spirit of man that is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, except the spirit of God. You cannot know them. You can't know them. You will not. That's what he says. You can't. Unless the spirit of God. So if you are not spiritual and in tune, and if you are just a natural person, always being natural, you come to church naturally complaining, a complainant in church, these people can't receive miracles. You are always negative. Everything is some way for you. You see, yesterday I even saw somebody boldly advertising. Please, the man of God they are mentioning, we never know. It's like some man of God that is in a, it's not international. Even Ghana, we don't know him. Advertising and speaking. We are appreciating this man. Please come and let's appear, man of God, this, that. We are sitting here, we can't even appreciate our prophet well. Because of thoughts and things people have said. It's too much. The guy is a whatever. And he was talking about it, speaking, clapping. He said, please come. We have his Galatians 6. He quoted Galatians 6. Let's appreciate this great man of God. Whatever. It's a blessing. Nobody has picked him on. Nobody has. We don't know him too. I said, this is great. Beautiful, keke. We just have bats. Oh, no, this is too much. This is in your mind and you can't receive because you are natural. Everything is a bat. We are doing this is a bat. It's too much. Your complaints stop you. It's a barrier. You are too natural. You have a natural inclination to naturalness. Natural. You can't receive them. Ah, look at this scripture. Look at it. Then the verse 12 tells you that, for we have received not the spirit of this world. You see, he's just talking about the spirit. Then the 14 tells us, you see how it started? He's talking about the things that are meant for you. How you can't see them, but the spirit is the one that searcheth. Then tells you that the spirit of God is the one that knows the things that God has given to you. Then it tells you that for you have not received the spirit of this world, or the spirit of this world, to see the natural things and to see that this is the fashion. This is the fashion. Charlie, when you take a look to when you bet, that's the spirit of this world. You have to get more shoes. You have to get more of this. That is not the spirit of God. That's not the spirit of God. You need the spirit of God to know the things of God that are freely given unto you. You can't watch TV to watch TV, soap operas and all these things all the time. You are moved by fashion and what is in vogue and the song that is in vogue and whatever. No! You need spiritual eyes and spiritualness. You have to be in tune spiritually. Then he says that for the natural man, naturalness, you think you have learned too much. You see, when you learn a lot, you have to know how to. That's why, let me show you something. In Isaiah 11, okay, my message, I've not given you 1 point. What I'm speaking is just an intro, but I may not be able to go into it. I can't even preach. I have 4 points, I've not. I was going to preach you about the loss of the supernatural, but I've not given you even one. In Isaiah 11, there's 2. Let's start from 2. Verse 1 talks about, there shall come a rod out of the term of Jesse and all that, but the verse 2 says that, listen to the seven spirits of God. I'll show you something. They flow in a way you don't know. But they have all been paired. They say that the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. It took me a long time to understand that the spirit of the Lord is a spirit on its own. The spirit of the Lord, that's a big one. Tell somebody, that's a big one. That's the anointing. The spirit of the Lord, it commands. It's in command. It's in command. Peace be still. The power of God. The spirit of the Lord. That's the power of God. Then it goes on to say, the spirit of counsel and of might. Two. Counsel and of might. You need might to execute a counsel. They have been paired. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. I tell you, they are paired. Wisdom and understanding. They are a group of people. Wisdom. In fact, we start from knowledge. So knowledge with understanding, mixing them up, it gives you wisdom. Wisdom is how to get it done. How to see it. Knowledge is what? Knowledge is what is there. What do I do? This is the information. Wisdom is the program to get it done. You program it. You want to get a car. You want to have an electric car. Okay, you have all the plan. Okay, that is it. That is it. That's the knowledge. If you do this, you do this. Okay. Now, what is the action? What is the wisdom? If you do this, you program it this way. You do it this way. That is it. If you do it, you will have the answer. So there are different things. If you don't know how to do it, you have all the knowledge. But now, what I want to tell you is not all these are just information, extras. Wisdom and understanding. Then he comes to the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Why? Because when you become a person knowledgeable, you need fear of the Lord. Because you can become proud. They have been paired well for us. You become proud. You think you know a lot. So you can easily argue about so many things. That's why it has been paired. And so actually, I don't have time, but all of these, they lead up. Okay? You need the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning. The Bible says the fear of God, there's a place that says the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So it starts from the fear of God, you get knowledge. So that's why you need the fear of God to get knowledge. It's in the Bible. The beginning of knowledge, the fear of God. And you get from knowledge, you need knowledge to have understanding. Then understanding will culminate into wisdom. They're all linked. You don't know. So you need to know that, Charlie, your naturalness, knowing, just knowing things can make you, look, today we know a lot of things because of social media. A lot of them are also not true. Doctored things are, look, a nice presentation can be done. It looks good, but it's not right. So you have to watch what you see and what you hear. Jesus said it, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you hear, because it will affect you. It will affect you. That's why in the church, we teach you to listen to preaching. Listen to the preaching. We have preaching messages. I am on podcast. Prophet is on podcast. We recommend good podcasts for you. Listen to them. You will be safe. You will be safe. So many things. When you turn on, even you listen to a man of God, you'll be confused. Meanwhile, it is just 3 minutes of his message they have carved out, which is 0.00001% of all that the person believes. And somebody will take that and will twist it and show you, and you are confused about something that has brought you, nurtured you, and kept you out of smoking, kept you out of fornication, kept you out of giving birth and sleeping around with different women or different men, kept you out of HIV because of the kind of messages you have heard. And one message will make you lose faith, and you don't believe again in church, and you don't have faith. How many people are, look at that, Charlie, a giant and naturally here. Even we'll be having sex in the church. Look, the people who are shouting there, you are the ones. Because naturally speaking, what has kept us? What has kept us? What do you think has kept us as church? Look at the people sitting. You look around and see the young people sitting here. Young people sitting here. What has kept them? The church. Are you listening? What has kept these young people? Let me see. I tell you, you don't know what the church is. You gotta believe. Have faith in the church. The church is powerful. Have faith in the preacher, the man of God. Have faith in what I'm preaching to you. Believe that God has a plan for you. Believe that God is stationed angels here for you. Have faith. And don't doubt. Be a spiritual person. Don't doubt. Don't have doubt. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. You receive of the Spirit. We sometimes spoil the atmosphere that brings miracles. You know, Pastor Chris, Yakilome has a atmosphere for miracles, because you need an atmosphere that brings miracles. Yeah. You can't, you don't sing songs that will even bring you into the mood and into the states that will bring you a miracle. You don't create an atmosphere around you. You are always around wrong people. These are all people who bring doubts. Do you know this? Why are you trying to come and point out people's fault to me all the time? Why? It's some way. This is not good, though. You have a friend who's always talking about somebody else to you. Your friend, another. It's dangerous. Always polluting you. It's like you are a man of info. No, you are not a man of info. You are now a man of demons of criticism. Demon, that's all. Your mind is now made up of too many negative things that, Charlie, it is now destroying you. It is now going to erode you from the platform of faith so that you don't believe again. The man of God. They don't believe. So that's why I say, me, I look at you. Don't think I'm a fool. When you see me, don't think I'm a fool. The kind of things I do should even make you. And who I even am, by the grace of God. That God has even made me to become a convener of a denomination. That should make you know that I'm not a fool. If you see a person, say, don't just think that you smile and that's all. That like you believe that the smile is, that is it. It doesn't mean you believe in the man. It doesn't mean you have faith. It doesn't mean you are flowing. It doesn't mean. Yeah. Many people don't believe. That's your problem. That's why you are not receiving. You are natural. Too natural. You're looking at natural things. You've spot an atmosphere that brings power. Because you have heard and received so many bad testimonies that now a good message you cannot listen to. It doesn't work well on you. You have become a polluted ground. Become a polluted ground. Why should a young person like you know too much evil that you can't hear as I'm preaching about the Holy Spirit? A young person, the Holy Spirit should be manifesting through young people. Your sons and daughters. Your sons and daughters. Your maidens, your sons and daughters. Act 2. They are the ones that receive the Spirit. They will prophesy. They will see visions. They will dream dreams. That is it. Young people. But you are too full of evil, too many things that you can't receive the Holy Spirit, who does not work in naturalness. It's dispelled and destroyed you. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. So that it's for your own benefits. For you to benefit. Look, guard your heart. That's why the Bible says, Proverbs 24, your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. Out of your heart, out of that place, don't let people come with poison. I'm afraid of people who are poisonous. Do you know, let me tell you something. Do you know why, naturally speaking, orangus, when I say orangus are people who have rebelled. Okay, rebelled and left church in rebellion. They don't have regard for spiritual authority. They disregard authority. God recognizes the authority that man, if the president has been installed, God recognizes the president of Ghana as the person, even if you didn't vote for the person. How much more the church, the council of the church? God recognizes that. Anybody who disregards and has no regard for such people, that's a rebel. Now for me, that's one of the reasons why I will not stay in touch with you. I will not talk to you. I don't hate you. My prayer is that I pray that you will make it to heaven. When we go to heaven, we will meet there. But I don't want to meet you so that you will destroy my heart. I don't want it. I pray that we'll meet in heaven. That's all. Do what you have. Because there are some people there. I have scriptures that help me. Charlie, human beings, don't you sometimes, are you not sometimes broken and sad? There are things that can get to you. You must know what can get to you and destroy your heart. And guard your heart. Company with the wise will be wise. A company of fools will destroy you. I don't want a company that will destroy me. So there are people, I say, no, but I will not contact you again. I will not talk to you again because of who you are. It's okay. Be on your road. They're nice, but they say, I don't have any qualms, no squabble, no quarrels. There's no problem. Just that the road you are on, I'm not on that road. If you are going on this road and I'm not on this road, why should I come and look for you on this road? That's all. I have my basic principles. And that's it. We'll meet in heaven. That's all. Hey! That's why you yourself, you should guard yourself. You don't watch things that are not good for you. If you're in your house, negative, if the pornography comes, don't say, though, just play me. I'm just around it. I'm just, and then it came. Don't watch it. It's very dangerous for you. It's very dangerous for you, because that thing has come. So it came your way. Come, what are you doing here? That's what you should ask. Well, what are you doing here? These days, when you're on your screen watching some very special, it's like they are looking for it and they bring it. You'll be shocked. They bring it, they're shocked. You can't believe it. It's real. Some people are. It's not like you weren't looking for it, they brought it to you. Yes. I'm telling you something. That's what I'm saying. That's not the road I'm on. So you go off that road. You are blocking my view. I'm not on this road. You are blocking my view. Tell somebody you are blocking my view. Just get out of the way. Get out of the way. So that you can receive miracles. You are too young to be polluted like this. You are too young to have unbelief. No faith. Hey, it's dangerous. Keep your heart in a state that you can experience the power of God. When God's power comes, God should be able to come and visit you in the night. Yes, but you don't have faith, so God does not visit you. Most times, God visits people in the night. Yes, there are too many activities in the day. So God is not able to get your attention. But the way you are, too many chokers and too many things that will hinder God from coming to you in the night to speak to you. Yeah, and you don't receive miracles. You don't receive manifestations. You don't encounter the Holy Spirit. You don't receive an angel. Yes. I have received angels in my dream before. I saw an angel. I saw an angel in my dream. I've seen that twice. Twice. I've seen a lot of people in my dream. But how did I know they were angels? I knew they were angels. They were angels. And the angel, the first one didn't speak, but the second one spoke and said something to me. He said something to me. Yes. I've received big spiritual men that I've never, they are spiritual moments. I've never met them. I don't even watch their videos as I'm watching videos, like Kenneth Hagin video. Then I meet, Kenneth Hagin speaks to me in my dream and says, I'm teaching you how to do this. Yes. I've seen people, great man of, Kenneth Hagin has spoken to me in a dream before. I've met a prophet there, he has been with me a lot of times, apart from physically. Come to my house before, in my room. He came to my study and told me something. Prayed with me. They are all the prayer was wild. You know, if I don't receive physical prayers again, it's even praying. I remember he was praying, knelt up. He was praying and crying and blessing me in the tent, blessing me. Pray! Charlie, that's it. That one. Yes. And so many others. I don't want to mention them. Yes. Show me. Say, I'm showing you how to do miracles. This is how you do it. Hey! Spiritual things. If I believe in them, that's why they are precious to me. They're precious to me. I'm not somebody who really listens. Right here, and you see some videos here and there, but I don't. I've seen Bishop Oedipo come to me or be with me in a dream before. Recently, the last one I heard, I saw, I was actually with Bishop Oedipo. I'm showing you spiritual things that if you don't believe, go home. That's how you receive miracles. Maybe a gift and a manifestation of something big was given to me in that. That was it. Why did I see him? I've not been to his church before. Meanwhile, I was now in his church. I was with Bishop Eddie. I even told Bishop Eddie, I said, I was with you. And we were there. And we were sitting somewhere. And then they brought us and he said, we should sit behind him. Two seats or so where he sits. We should come and sit there. And I came, I sat there. And then he sat and is it what he said? When I told Bishop Eddie, he was even surprised. He said, I remember what he said. I've forgotten the first part I've written about it. One of the things that he said was, I think it was a time of fasting. He's an old man and he was also fasting. Fasting and praying. And he came to stand. When he came, he said, if you are not prepared to die for what you believe in, you will never achieve it. You must be prepared. What you say you believe in, you must be prepared that to the extent that you are going to die. He says you will never achieve it. That's why he fasts. He believes in it so much that at his age, he still fasts. That's why you are not anything. And this statement is true. That's why you have not achieved anything. Because when he said this, which book? No, he said it in a dream. I saw him. I was sitting like a seat from where he sits. And he was standing in front of his church and he said it to the congregation. And with strength, if you are not prepared to believe in God the way, then you will never see miracles and achieve anything. What a word. I received a word there. Oh, Charlie, Be there. You will die, without fulfilling your destiny. You will never fulfill your dreams. Because you are not prepared to die for your dreams. The dream that God has given you, it will never come to pass. You are not prepared. You are too careful with your... That's why you have not gone to the moon. Others are prepared to die on the moon. They will risk their life. If you are sent to go to Sekendi to even do Basenta, you can't go. How much more the moon? You can't go to the moon. You will not go. You will not go onto the moon. That's why you have not traveled to Toko. You say, I'm showing you something. You're not prepared to die for your dreams. You're not prepared. Hallelujah. Don't be natural. I said, don't be natural. Don't be natural. Let's become spiritual. How many of you are going to be spiritual? To be naturally minded is death. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, to be naturally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. It's time to go. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.